The history of African Americans in the United States is a history of struggle. They are a people who fight back.
University at Buffalo professor Dr. Henry Taylor. He says look back to the 1960s to situations that sparked police violence against blacks, like the Harlem riots in 1964. And now, with the Black Lives Matter movement, racial tensions between police and citizens, and those charged up by the political climate, Taylor draws a correlation between poverty and racism.
It's not about the police don't understand blacks and blacks don't understand the police. Why can't we just get along? It's not about that at all. It's about you have an institution that is designed to contain a population whose problems and difficulties are getting worse and worse.
Dr. Taylor points to systemic racism. It's defined as racism created when governments, institutions, or organizations discriminate against either deliberately or indirectly.
In the black community, the criminals are at the bottom of the criminal tree. These are jobs, because they look at them as jobs. So the solution to the police violence is to solve the problems down on the ground that creates and produces the tension.
Dr. Taylor says some members of the Buffalo community have told him they're tired of talk.
Buffalo is rising. But when you do your research, the problems and difficulties that are facing blacks and Latins are intensifying. They're being put out of the places that they have historically lived. Their lives are being disrupted. Then when we create the possibilities of jobs, all of a sudden, instead of it being about Buffalo, it's about the Western New York region. Then we stop the violence that comes with waking up not having the resources. We stop the violence that occurs with poverty. We stop the violence that occurs without joblessness.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.